From the red carpet, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. Now, have you ever spotted a Southwest aircraft in a TV show or movie? Well, so have I. My guest today is Ashley Dillon, and we're going to be talking about just that. Ashley, welcome to Red Belly Radio.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Now, Ashley, you work in public relations, and one of your duties is what we call branded entertainment. So what all does that cover?
Well, branded entertainment covers Southwest being integrated into TV, film. We work with film festivals. So anytime that the Southwest brand is going to be featured in a TV show, film, maybe even a music video. So we try to look at kind of entertainment properties and how we can feature Southwest.
So if I'm a producer or director and I'm making a movie, I might approach Southwest, and I need an airplane in the scene, I might approach Southwest and ask for their airplane. I mean, airplanes are expensive. You don't buy them as props, so you approach an airline.
Right. There's several different things that the producers might need from Southwest. Either they need an aircraft to film a scene on, and that costs a lot of money to build. So if we can provide the aircraft and we can get exposure, it's a win-win for both of us. They also might need flights to fly the film crew around because there's hundreds of people on the crew. Everyone has a different job, and if they're flying, you know, between two Southwest cities, we could provide flights in exchange for exposure on the show.
Now, I know I've seen Southwest planes. I keep saying footage. Southwest planes in various movies. I think one of them that really comes to mind is Seinfeld. They showed the Southwest Airlines plane from the outside, and then when they cut to Jerry Seinfeld flying on the aircraft, clearly it was a wide body aircraft, and they were in first class. I think it had two aisles. It was clearly not one of our planes on the inside. So that is that pretty common too?
It is. More recently, you know, with brands being featured in product placement on TV shows, they have to get permission, and people have started following that a little bit tighter, but they don't necessarily have to. If it's a wide shot of you know, an airport, and there's a Southwest plane in the background, maybe you can't see our logo, but you obviously, as an employee, you can tell the blue and the red. The Red Belly, you can tell it's Southwest, but maybe
the Red Belly, nice product placement.
I try, I do what I can. But you could tell, we can tell it's Southwest, but if it doesn't show our logo, they don't have to get permission from us. But a lot of times people just get Southwest, you know, because we fly so many, we have so many flights a day that if you're at an airport filming a scene, it's likely that there's going to be a Southwest plane flying by in the background.
Well, see, I was going to say that happens a lot because we fly in and out of Burbank, and a lot of production is done in Burbank.
Right. And actually, a lot of production that's done in Vegas, we are featured. So if you saw The Hangover, there is a Red Belly that flies.
Now that's a case where a plane just flew through the shot.
Right.
They didn't ask for our permission. They weren't planning on it. But we got in the movie anyway.
We just happened to fly through the shot. I don't know if our pilot knew that they were flying over.
I doubt our pilots are looking for film crews around on the ground.
I doubt it. But it was a fun placement for us who know our red bellies and could spot it.
So I guess that's another question. Say you're filming something in an airport and one of our plane taxis by and you can clearly see the tail go by. Do they need to ask our permission after the fact?
Yes. They would have to get our permission to use that. If you can clearly see our logo and our brand and if it's recognizable, then they would have to ask permission to use it.
What if somebody wanted to make a movie where they were not doing nice things on an airplane or
it's amazing
the
request.
We don't want our name associated with it.
Right. It's amazing the requests we get. I mean, we even got requests to be featured in Snakes on a Plane. So people ask and they think that you're just going to want to be a part of anything because it's exposure for your brand, but that's not the case. So if we get an opportunity to be a part of a film, we'll ask the producers to send us the film and the script. So if we are get asked to be a part of a film, we'll ask the crew to send us a script. So we will read over the script and make sure that the Southwest integration is shows Southwest in a positive light, that it's a favorable integration, that it's something that we'd want to be a part of. And so, you know, we look at the whole film overall, but we really focus on, you know, what is the exposure for Southwest and what's, you know, what are the audience members going to take away about our brand?
Do you know, at that stage, do you even know who's starring in the film?
You know, it just depends. It depends on the studio that's producing. You know, a lot of times we'll get requests for us to underwrite or provide to support the film. So we'll get asked to, for hundreds of thousands of dollars, yes, you can have Southwest in it, and if you pay for the film production, which we wouldn't do that. We also get independent films, so there's small scripts, and you know they don't have a big budget, and we'll work with them. And then sometimes they'll bring in, you know, a big name at the end, and the movie will be bigger because of the name of the person that's in it. And then sometimes we get scripts, and we know there's three big stars, and it's going to be a big studio film. So it runs the gamut.
Well, is most of the shooting, I mean, I have shot on our aircraft, and it's pretty confined. Mm-hmm. Is most of the shooting and requests we get for outside of the airplane?
You know, I would say a lot of what we do is inside the plane. We have, naturally, we lend ourselves to be on reality TV because... So it's easy because people are flying from LA to Las Vegas for a weekend trip, or they're going on a family vacation, and it just makes sense, you know, to film that experience. And so we'll allow them to film on board. It is a tight space. The lighting's never good. The sound is awful. But, you know, it does make for good TV because it's, you know, all about the experience and what they're doing.
Well, it's real. People expect a little sound degradation if you're flying on a plane. Does this take our planes out of service?
No.
Or you try to do it overnight?
Most of the time we'll either do it on a regularly scheduled flight, so we'll alert the flight crew that there's going to be filming on board, or if it's for a film, we will make sure that we do it overnight so we don't interrupt the regular operations. So we'll get our earliest Terminator. We'll have it cleaned.
The Terminator? We were in that one?
No, we weren't. The earliest flight Terminator. We'll have it cleaned, and then we'll film overnight, and we'll have it ready for the first flight in the morning.
Well, as it works out, I've been wanting to interview you about this for some time, and I've been waiting for just the right opportunity. Perhaps you could tell us what you've been working on lately.
Sure. We have been working on a film called Going the Distance, and it's actually going to be released in theaters September 2nd, and it features Drew Barrymore, Justin Long, Christina Applegate, and several other big names, and it's all about keeping love alive and how a long-distance relationship can go the distance on Southwest Airlines.
Of course. Well, now, in the movie Going the Distance, what, for instance, that movie, what did we, where is our plane placed?
Well, for the movie, we have a couple different integrations. They filmed two scenes at the ticket counter, a gate area scene, and then...
What city?
It's from a New York City, so it's supposed to be LaGuardia.
Oh.
And it doesn't say LaGuardia, but they're flying from New York to San Francisco. And so we actually filmed at an abandoned ticket counter at JFK. So we had people speculating that Southwest was going to serve JFK because we had they recreated signage and they had the ticket counter up, and we obviously there was security around, but people were all coming up, is Southwest flying into JFK? Like, no, we're just filming a movie. So it was pretty neat. We had
And they're probably walking away thinking, yeah, right, they're really going to.
I know. There was some speculation. I think we did get a couple media calls about it. But we had about 15 employees from Islip and LaGuardia who came out to act as extras. So we had real Southwest employees playing the part of Southwest employees, and they were behind the ticket counter and at the check-in area and directing the extras on where to go in the airport. So that was a pretty neat experience for our employees who had never been on a movie set before.
So in the movie you see not only the airport, but were scenes shot on the aircraft?
Outside of it? So in the movie you see scenes at the airport. You see the Southwest logo at the airport. There were scenes shot on board, but they cut those scenes. So they didn't use those, unfortunately. And then you also see some takeoffs and landings of our plane. And I think you actually see a takeoff of another plane as well. But you can't tell. It's shot from underneath. And so you can't really see the red belly. There's all this fog and anyways. If you've been watching any TV lately, you've probably seen the trailer, and Southwest made it into the trailer, which is pretty
neat.
Yeah, you see our plane taking off.
It's like a mini Southwest commercial inside another commercial.
It is. It's been great exposure for us. I mean, we didn't pay any extra to be a part of the trailer. We just happened to make it in, and we're such a big part of the storyline that we got to be in there.
Well, I know we did. You did some work with the Park Cities Film Festival. Any other festivals coming up?
We're a sponsor of the Telluride Film Festival, and film festivals are a great way for Southwest to get our name out there, to meet the producers and the film crew, the people who are making the decisions and who are filming, movies and TV shows. So they know that Southwest wants to work with them, and will give them a plane if it's possible.
Well, what's coming up in the future?
Well, NBC is premiering a new show this fall called School Pride, and it's a lot like Extreme Makeover Home Edition, but it's communities coming together to rebuild a school in the area that's been run down or needs some improvement. Mm-hmm. We just finished filming our last integration in LA, where we had 30 employees from LAX and Burbank come out and help paint the outside of the school. So you'll see some of our employees in Share the Spirit blue t-shirts and a Southwest van pull up, and we all get out and help paint the school. So it's going to be a great integration. We've got 3 different episodes that feature Southwest this fall.
Well, thank you for being my guest here today on Red Belly Radio.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. The director has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.